Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. Well, tonight I thought I was privileged. I thought I'd got a good freebie. But it turns out I hadn't. Well, I had, but only for a little while before everybody else did. yeah, so time's been extended on audio boom for both plus and standard accounts, or free accounts, should I say. Mine was extended when I first came back a week or two ago. I was having a problem with the app, and I don't just mean the app, because it is one big problem, isn't it, really? But no, there was something, it wasn't doing something that it should do, but I think it was down to the fact I was running a custom ROM on my Galaxy S3. But yeah, anyway, I emailed Audioboo support and said, please help, I've just come back and the app's not working and I can't do this. And they sort of replied and responded. And I also mentioned that I was surprised to find that when I came back, I still only had 3 minutes of recording time. I'd kind of drifted away to another voice blogging app a while ago, partly because their standard free account was 5 minutes, and their app actually worked. Yeah, I wanted to get back into Audioboo anyway. I thought I kind of wanted to sort of reap the benefits of everything that Audioboo can offer, being such a big powerhouse that it is in the world of voice blogging or audio blogging. So anyway, I'm waffling. So I came back and only had 3 minutes. So I said to them, look, I thought that the time had been extended on Audioboo. I thought everybody got 5 minutes now. I think there was something, wasn't there? But I think if you were an early adopter on Audioboo, you got 5 minutes anyway. But I think I came to the show a bit later and they'd knocked it down to 3 as standard. So it was always a little frustrating that, you know, some people had 5 minutes and I only had 3. But, you know, I managed. I can talk really fast if I want to. And cram it all in, but then it sounds like I'm sort of maybe taking some naughty substances or something, I guess. But yeah, so anyway, so I got a lovely message back from Audioboo support saying, we think this might be the problem with your app, try this, try that. And oh, by the way, regards to your time, the whole thing's changing very soon into how we allocate the time. In the meanwhile, have 10 minutes on us. I went, whoa, thank you very much, awesome. So I've had this 10-minute account for the last couple of weeks, and I've just kept quiet. I didn't want to shout about it too much because I thought I would probably, you know, get into trouble, or maybe my name will be banded around on email, millions of emails, millions of listeners. No, on 15 emails toward your support when everybody listened to me and said, why is Graham getting 10 minutes and I'm only getting 3? And I thought I'd best keep my mouth shut, but it seems that there's been a bit of shenanigans going on tonight and everybody's time has been extended. I actually just looked because I was curious to see how much your plus account was, and I did just look tonight to see what it would cost me, and I saw then they've updated the page on the site now is updated, and a standard free account is now 10 minutes, plus account is 60 minutes, man, that's going to take some time to fill. I've actually just been listening to Claire Randall, who has now followed me. Thank you, Claire. I appreciate that, and I hope I can keep you interested. But yeah, she's just thrown down a challenge of who can record for an hour and still make it entertaining. I mean, anybody could just, you know, whistle a tune or something for it. Mind you, record an hour of just you whistling. Who was that guy on the telly that used to do all the whistly songs? Not the telly, but he was a proper recording artist, but he used to whistle. He was like a country and western singer or something, but he used to be famous for his whistles. Shut up, Graham. showing me age there, I guess. I think it was back in about 1980 or something. But anyway, I'm waffling. So yes, it's all good. We've all got a bit more time to play with, which is great. More time for me to waffle and bowie wall the tears, because that's what I'm good at. Yeah, anything else I've got to tell you then? Ooh. I'll tell you what though, 60 minutes, I'm not going to, sorry to keep waffling on, 60 minutes sounds like a hell of a long time, but I've kind of considered doing podcasts from time to time on various subjects with various people, and I've actually got one sort of in mind at the minute that I might want to kick off. Now, I don't know how much it costs to host a podcast, or to pay a company to host a podcast, as in host the data. I'm really not sure. But I would imagine that £7 a month is fairly cheap to do all that, considering you've got your it's all published, it's nice and easy. You can just record it, upload it. And obviously you've got the sort of the clout of Audioboo behind you. Although on the other hand, I suppose any searches that people do will probably be quite heavily overshadowed by all of the BBC content, etc. that's on here. I don't know. Maybe others can advise. I don't know. I'm not definitely going to do a podcast. I haven't really sort of got serious about it, but it's certainly something that we are considering. We keep chucking the idea around, but sort of knocking it back into a drawer. But I'm sure it could come out. An hour long Audioboo podcast, would that work? I don't know. Anyway, I'm thinking out loud, and you don't want to hear that. You want to hear all juicy, gossipy type stuff. Well, I've got no gossip. I don't do gossip. I tell you what, I've got a couple of new followers. As I said, Claire, thank you, Claire Randall, for following me. I appreciate that. I'm loving your content. I just, hope that I can reciprocate. And I've now had the honour of being followed by Rick, all one word, which is great, because I am loving your content, Rick. You keep me entertained. I'll tell you what, I'm starting to feel this kind of whole community thing going on, which I'd never kind of realised before. I knew other people who used Audioboo, and I listened to their posts and they listened to mine or whatever. But it's the first time I've seen it as like a standalone community. I mean, I'm not sharing my booze. I'm not tweeting them out or putting them out on Facebook anymore. At least I haven't been doing. I don't know why. I did with the first couple I started when I was coming back, but I haven't done since. And maybe I should do. I don't know. But I'm kind of quite happy with this little nucleus of people that's kind of listening to me at the minute, and I'm listening to them, and it's great. And I'm really enjoying it. It's there's some interesting people on here. Obviously, Daylight Gambler goes without saying. Yes, hats off and all that. McColgan, love it. I love his content. Always puts a smile on my face. Makes me feel really good. Always cheery content. Even when he's moaning, he sounds cheerful. Great, loving it. And Turbo Stream, brilliant. It's really good. I'm loving it. I'm definitely glad I came back. And I feel like I'm here for the long run, if you'll have me. If I'm boring you guys, please tell us I'm boring you. Don't let me just go on waffling. Because I will do, you know. It'll be like 2026 and Graham will be hitting his 500th Audioboo. Getting two players and they're from bots. Because everybody else realised he was a boring beggar a long time ago and stopped listening. On that subject, I just heard that Adrian, actually TurboStream, recorded his 400th Audioboo. And he said it's in less than a year. That's enormous. I think I'm on about 35 or something. It's actually more than that because I deleted a load of mine. For those who don't know, when I was using Audioboo before, I had my own account and there's some of my older boos still on there. But then I started doing some for a gaming website that I was kind of helping to sort of manage, if you like. And I was doing like a weekly thing for them, but I was on a separate channel. But I was doing that every sort of Monday morning, like a website update kind of, or a community update on a Monday morning. But I was also doing like my own blog things, and I deleted a load of them because essentially, the guy who was running the website turned out to be a complete, you know, I nearly swore, expletive deleted. And when I decided to turn me back on him, as did everybody else, I lifted all my content back off his website before he could do anything about it. And I deleted the lot. Not out of spite, really. It's my content. And after what he did, I just didn't want him using it. So I've actually probably recorded about 80, maybe more. But on my actual account, there are only 35 or something showing. So I've got a long way to go to catch up with Turbo Stream at 400. My blimey, that's a lot. I'm only doing one a day, but I'm wondering, I could probably do two or three, you know. But then again, that'll be boring you guys even more, wouldn't it? I'm going to show up now and I'm going to go and do some Xboxing. I'll catch you all later, guys.